everyone. I just finished putting in the onions and garlic. And some people might be wondering, how do you slightly caramelize without a lot of fat? Well, for me, and some people may not think this is frying onions, I put in liquid, whether it's water or, or in this case, I put in apple juice. And that brought the temperature down, yes, but what's going to happen is you get all your juices from the bottom. It's so good. It really adds richness. So I'm letting the garlic cook because I just put that in. Now, if you're like me and you don't slice the dice very well, you have big ones, small ones, you name it. Well, you're going to get some that won't be cooked right at this point, and that's okay. Now, I just opening up my chicken. That's what I like about cooking, I think, because there's so many sights and smells, and, you know, the chefs on TV talk about, oh, I wish there was smell-o-vision for you. Smell audio blue, I wish there was that, because, like I said, it's the smells are so good in here, even if I do say so myself. And so now we're putting in the chicken. That little splot was that. Or splat, I should say. And so we're going to dice that up. And we're going to let that cook. Now, this is extra lean chicken. The reason why I picked extra lean is I love the texture. It's got something that the texture just melts in your mouth when you put it. I could have had just regular lean. I thought, no. You're going to have other textures in there, like, for example, your onion, your vegetables, in this case, the squash and everything. And so you want that smoothness, the comfort food smoothness. So basically, we're going to brown that. And anytime it starts to stick, put in apple juice. Because that's where your flavor is going to be.